to me.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Wow, what a fresh sound. We got a fresh God Invention jingle. We got a WS Radio jingle. I'm feeling good. What about you, Ron? You there, Ron?
Yes, dancing away.
All right, good. Good. I just want to introduce Ron's web address to the show. It's www.patentsearchinternational.com, all spelled out. .com. Right?
Right. That's
okay,
correct.
Great. And Ron Brown, he's from Patent Search International. He's the president, and he does patent searches for inventors and for attorneys out there.
That is correct.
Great. And we're going to continue our conversation. I'd like to just make a quick announcement. We will start accepting your calls. So during the show, at any time, you can call in and ask Ron or myself any questions related to patent searching or basically around patent searching. Now, I know at the end of the show, Ron's going to give us a lot of tips. Being in the business 41 years, I'm sure he has plenty to help us inventors out, so we're going to open the floor later on. But in the meantime, if you'd like to call, the phone number is 877-474-3302, or I'm actually online with my email. You can email me at brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll ask Ron your question. What do you think, Ron? So far, so good?
So far, so good. You're rolling right along.
Rolling right along. See, I told you, time moves quickly in this show, and we have a lot to talk about, and I know you have a lot to help us inventors out, and we appreciate it.
Good.
So I go ahead and I go on to patentsearchinternational.com's website. I go on there. I download the PSI forms, basically Patent Search International forms. You have some basic information there. A lot of the inventors that I send over to your service, they're concerned about confidentiality since you're not an attorney. And I know that you have the last page is a confidentiality form, right?
Yeah, we have a, on the website where there's the little box that says print forms, the last, it's a record of invention, and the last page of that is our statement of confidentiality and non-use, which is a signed statement that basically says, I'm not going to tell anybody about it, sell your idea, use it. It's a, you know, pretty standard non-disclosure type of thing. So you have that in your hand before, you know, the inventor would have that in their hand before they even, you know, before they even send the idea to me.
Okay, and it requires a PDF form that you download. So if you don't have PDF, Ron has a convenient button there to download a PDF reader and or Adobe Reader, and you print out those forms. You write a brief description about your idea. You can make a certain type of drawing. You know, it doesn't have to be a...
Does not have to be a professional drawing.
Right.
I literally get drawings in here in crayon.
Okay.
it's so, you know, again, it's another cost-saving feature. A lot of people call up saying, oh, I've got to get my, you know, my son-in-law is a engineer or a draftsman. I'll get him to do the drawings, you know, or I know, you know, my nephew down the street or my neighbor is a, you know, a mechanical draftsman. Don't spend the money. Because
you really don't want us to spend that. I mean, really,
it's really
the first level to make sure that we're not going to spend. I mean, to do a patent search is to make sure that we don't waste any additional money if it's not available.
Right.
If it is, we can continue to move forward.
And two things going. I mean, if it's a very something very, you know, mechanical, technical type of thing, yeah, then you might want to get a little bit better drawings. But 90% of them aren't, you know, that technical. And the other thing about me, different than other people, is when I get an idea into my office and I'm looking at it, if there's something about it that I don't understand, I'm not bashful. I pick up the phone and call you, and I will say, Brian, what are you talking about? Or what is this group of lines that you've got going? You know, I would much rather call you, spend my nickel and call you, and make sure I understand the idea before I start the search, rather than sending you back, you know, you send me a search on a fishing pole and I send you back patents concerning a bicycle. I want to make sure that I'm doing it right before I start.
Okay. We appreciate that, and that's a service, I guess, that makes you different.
We try to work with our inventors and you know, treat them almost like family.
Well, that's great. We appreciate it. So basically, we printed out these forms. We started putting in our handwriting or typing it, making whatever type of drawing is the easiest way for you to kind of visualize what we're envisioning ourselves. And then what do? We print the, we fax the form, we email the form, we send it in the mail, credit card.
Stagecoach, however you want to get it here, you know, and that, you know, obviously, you know, you can send a check or a credit card or however we want to work that out. And, you know, once I get it in, that's when my job starts. And at that point, when it comes into my office, I, you know, first of all, I go over it. I read it. I read every line on it, look at it, make sure I understand it. If there's something about it I don't understand, like I said before, I pick up the phone and I call you and say, you know, what are we talking about? Once I've done that, then I begin the search. And nowadays, everything is computer. When I first started, you physically went to the patent office stacks and pulled out bundles of paper. And for those who have never seen it, the patent office originally was basically two football fields stacked floor to ceiling with paper. And you would go in and pull out the papers and look at them. But nowadays you start, you know, it's all computer. And there are commercial webs, or what are they called, databases, that you have to pay, unfortunately, a ton of money to belong to. And those are the ones that people like me use, the Googles and the patent office and all those sort of things, in my opinion, do not give me the ability to do what I need to do, so I don't use those. But once I get it in, like I say, I start doing the search. Obviously, I would start with the key, you know, the keyword nowadays. And keywords are so nuts. You can, you know, you may have to go through 500 keywords to find what you're looking for. And you start with that, and you, in the process of doing that, you'll at least find one thing that's in the ballpark that you're looking for. And if you find the ballpark that you're looking for, then you, at that point, you can look and see which class and subclass, because all the patents in the patent office are broken down by class and subclass. Mm-hmm. And at that point, if you're still not finding what you're wanting looking at keyword stuff, which happens a lot, then you go in and go to the class and subclass. So in class, let's say if you're looking for a type of tool, that would be class 81. So you would go into class 81, and then it's broken down into how many hundreds of subclasses it may be, and you go through all those subclasses, and you find out one that you want, and then you look through all of those patents in that particular subclass.
You know, Ron, I just have to tell you one thing which really made me a believer of making sure that experts take care of my ideas, because you know what? Once you start getting into the idea, if this is something that you truly believe in, you're going to have to spend some money to do it. And before I spend any money to do it, I need to know that I'm off to the right start. And this patent search is so important. I have to tell you something. There was a point, you know, I've used your services plenty of times. There was a point where I said, you know what? I'm a little short on cash. I'm going to do it myself. I went on USPTO.gov website, did exactly what you told me. I spent 5 hours on a Sunday afternoon putting in a million different types of searches, you know, keywords and all that kind of stuff, and clicking on, and I find one, and all of a sudden in that one in the claims there's, you know, or prior art you could click on and go to the next one that looks similar, and it's just a never-ending story. And there was a point where I said, you know what, I feel good. I'm ready to go. I'm going to go ahead. But there was something in the back of my mind that said, you know what, I've used the services, and I said, you know what, I'm going to still do it anyway, even though I feel good and excited that nobody has something like what I'm looking for. I sent it in to you. I got it back, and you showed me exactly what was out there already.
Well, as you and I have spoken about, you know, in the past, it's not a bad idea for inventors to go out and try and do their own search. It's, you know, it helps them get into the process and that sort of thing. But the two problems that I've found since this whole computer world came about with people doing their own searches is there are two major problems. One, they go in, and like you did, and not find their idea. So now they tell themselves, I've done my own search. Let's go straight to a patent attorney, pay him several thousand dollars for an application. But once the application is filed and you're out several thousand dollars, the patent office does a real search and finds, you know, and rejects your idea because of a patent that you didn't find because you were looking in the wrong place. And the other thing, equally as bad, is you go in and you're, you know, an individual inventor will go in and find something that looks, they think, just like their idea, and they say to themselves, oh my God, that's not going to file a patent application because there it is, it's just like mine. Where a patent attorney who knows law will look at this idea and say, that's nothing like your idea. So in that point, you have not filed an application on what could have been a profitable idea.
It's really, I mean, there's, that's why I always say, you know what, you have to leave it to the experts. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. But, you know, if you're going to be serious about this, you want to make sure that you have peace of mind to know that you can continue in the inventor's adventure.
Well, I always use the analogy with a lot of clients over the years that if you break your arm, there's no law that says you have to go to the doctor. But if you break your arm, you'll probably want to go to a doctor to get it done right.
That would help. That would help. Well, we're going to come up to another short break, and I just want to pass your web address again. It's www.patentsearchinternational.com.
That is it.
Ron Brown from Patent Search International. You can call in with your questions to Ron. This is your chance, guys. You know, we have Ron here. He's ready and willing to answer any questions that you may have on patent searching, patents. He'll even touch on that as well. You're listening to Brian Fried on Got Invention Radio, WS Radio, the worldwide leader in internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Voodoo Lounge.
Come see Vegas from our point of view.
Ride the glass elevators 51 stories above the strip to the peak of the Rio All-Suite Hotel and Casino.
Find yourself in a spell as we take you inside the Voodoo Lounge.
World champion bartenders flare up your favorite potion.
Perhaps our signature smoking witch doctor will be perfect to accompany you outside to the most incredible, breathtaking view of Vegas.
Gorgeous voodoo dolls dance in their cages to help you get your groove on while you make your way down the winding stairway to the VIP couches.
Listen, dance, chill, and groove to the hottest DJs spinning the top 40 old-school hip-hop mashup in house for your one-of-a-kind local experience.
For VIP reservations, call 777-6875. 777-6875.
Open nightly, and local ladies are always free. Voodoo Lounge, only at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino.
The bottom line is social media can add to your bottom line. This is Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio. To learn how social media can work for you, log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Receive regular, short, helpful tips that will show you how social media can take your company to the next level. It is absolutely free and worth every penny. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
The future of radio is on the Internet, and WS Radio is leading the way. The Internet has continued to grow at an impressive rate, and Web 2.0 is expanding into automobiles, allowing drivers to be able to listen to Internet radio through voice activation. WS Radio has been broadcasting since 2001, growing to over 120 shows, and we're now franchising. Set up your own local internet radio station in your city or town anywhere across the nation. Headquartered in San Diego, WS Radio has set up remote studios all over the world, from Australia to England. Our franchising model provides turnkey solutions and back-end production by our highly trained WS Radio staff. From setting up the station to sales training, we'll help you every step of the way. Learn more. Log on to www.bestinternetfranchise.com. That's bestinternetfranchise.com. Own your own local internet radio station.